it's about everybody's own little bit of personal mental disease. You're playing with a broken toy these days.
There was a boy who had a toy, but it won no car terrain. Toy that he had was the best toy in the world. His toy was called his mind. His toy could talk, his toy could think. There was no limit at all. Then one day, he looked at the ropes and now he thinks that the ropes are gone. So now he plays each and every day with his broken toy. When his toy turned out to be his brain, no one else wanted to play. There was a boy who had a toy, but it was no color terrain. Toy that he had was the best toy in the world. Toy was from his mind. Toy could talk, toy could think. There was no limit at all. Then one day, he went to start going, and now he thinks nothing but broken thought. So now he lives each and every day with his broken toy. When his toy turned out to be his toy, no one else wanted to play.
Rest in peace, Ken Chin. You and the band SNFU have inspired many. Our thoughts go out to the close family and friends. Floating around Pinecrest Lake on a blow-up raft, I'm Schmitty and this is Talkin' Schmidt. Today is Tuesday, July 21st, 2020, and that means it's someone special's birthday. Not only is she the executive director of the show, but she's my gorgeous fiance as well. Happy birthday, Cheryl Amber Camisa. I love you. I hope you're having the greatest birthday month considering the times. Squeeze my hand tight because I know I'm at your side. Although we celebrate Cheryl the entire month of July, and most of the year for that matter, today is her actual birthday. So hit her up on the gram or text her some love. She's my one and only, and I'm lucky as all hell. All right, today we're going Zoom video as an option. That's right. If you're listening to this normally as you do on your podcast provider, don't be alarmed. Nothing has changed for you. But if you're a YouTuber or just dying to make fun of old men while you watch radio faces talk for lengthy periods of time, I got you covered. I'm not sure if this is a one and done or the new. I think I'll leave that up to you and your oh-so-valued comments after you've digested it all. The video will be on Epically Trife's YouTube page and embedded on the website, talkinschmidt.com. We still have no winners on the $80 Talkin' Schmidt gift card for the first person who can email me at talkinschmidt@gmail.com with the names of each voice in our intro. Today's version has some hints, so you might want to watch it as well as listen. Please leave comments or DM me or email me what you think about this video version. Do we need it or should we just stick with audio? I'm happy either way. Big love, and here's the intro.
It's cool, like tonight is the night.
Here we go again.
Just give it the old cause turn.
All big dogs in.
96 times, Schmitty.
Thanks, Schmitty.
We on? Schmitty?
Talking Schmidt.
That's called going to the hospital, bitch.
I be shit my pants, man.
Your Rolodex is fucking deep.
It's right. About the one.
Who is this guy? Thinks he's tough shit.
What's up?
We're tastemakers.
Come on, Schmitty. What the fuck?
Let's hear it for Greg Smith. Yeah!
Oh, Okie dokie, Smokey. So here's what we got. We're trying video this week, kids. Put the word out, got on the old Zoom, and said, hey, who's down to give me a little assistance here and do a test run? So let's see who steps up to the plate. Any guesses? Oh, check this out. Filter Skate Shop, Lottie's Ignition Skate Shop, supporting the bros. Bought a bunch of Lottie's shirts from different skate shops that were in that program. I got like 11 or 12 of them. Just keeping those in rotation. That's all I wear during the pandemic. I don't even go into my drawers. I just have 11 skate shop shirts up on top of the dresser, and I wear them, and then I wash them, and then I wear them again. So support your local skate shops is the message I'm trying to convey out there. Come on. Where's our guest? Where's our guest? Where is he? Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome the one and only.
Here we go. How about now?
Ooh, listen there. Who is it? Yeah.
hey, you guys got to remember, I'm computer illiterate here. This is hard for me, bro. What are you drinking? Kombucha?
Yeah.
All right. So you see that? I got the claw going on.
Ooh, White Claw. This is our first ever video one.
Okay, well, I'm into this. We don't have to cut it. I like the raw dog. I had to get it started. That's part of the deal. I'm jealous, dude. All the long sleeves and the baseballs and all that.
What's going on over there?
Sore. Been skating a lot. Back to work, you know. Thank God. I was going nuts being here too much. So back to work. Trying to skate, dude. I had that stale fish nose bone slide down sneeze. I had it 3 times. And by the third one, knowing I had it, I didn't want to get it with Mosh, dude, because I promised it with you, so I stopped. But we got it. I know we got it. I figured it out. I tried it like so many times, too, just figuring it out. So I know we're going to go there and bang it out real quick.
Yeah, I'm down. There's a chance that me, you, and Poncho are going to get together tomorrow.
That's what I was telling Josh Mosh. He has a question for Poncho. Back in the day at Sunnyvale, Poncho signed his cassette mixtape. So I'm gonna ask him about that and see if he remembers. Well, it said my internet connection's unstable. What does that mean? I got weak signals or something?
Oh, maybe. Are you on Wi-Fi? Not plugged in?
Not plugged in on Wi-Fi. I'm using my kid's computer from the school across the street. It's probably as ghetto as it gets. You know what I mean? At least I got something. I'm used to these phones.
Yeah,
I'm used to 1998, man.
Have you been fishing at all? Or are you still on hiatus?
You're going to trip on this, dude. I got my fishing license yesterday. I think I went 2 years without one thanks to you guys, dude.
No way.
I was too busy skating when I had a chance for the last 2 seasons. I swear to God.
Let's talk about some current affairs stuff. We got Matt Pales redoing Satori wheels.
Yeah, he keeps throwing that stuff out. I see him on Instagram. Everything's... at Satori Wheels. Hey, the wheels. I remember meeting the redheaded cat back in the day. I don't know if it was in Pennsylvania or whatever, but I think that was one of the guys that runs it. Super mellow, hippie dude with a beard, redhead.
Yeah.
Pales knew exactly who I was talking about when I mentioned that. He named the guy. I'm like, I think that is the fucking guy.
And Carl Watson's doing it?
Well, that's who I saw on Instagram. Is it's Carl Watson skating the same brick banks with Pales as we were. Like, you know, it's... with Sotva. Sotva was there too with Carl.
Damn.
Which was kind of cool.
That is cool.
We all know each other like that, to where it's like when you see pictures where you were just there with Pales, knowing that Carl and Sotva were just there having the same experience. His chick's super cool.
He looks like he's got a good thing. His kid did the music.
Or just the whole deal. He's got a good vibe. He lives right, but for the last 20 years, lived right behind the college, which has those brick tranny banks that are fucking so fun, dude. You can charge at a brick tranny with tranny up like 5 stairs, so it's a total of probably 6 stairs up a tranny blunt slide. You could do a bunch of shit on them. You could probably blunt slide 180 nose grind out. You could do ledge tricks up a tranny thing up. You know what I mean? It's so dope, dude.
How cool.
And he's got that in his backyard, so I don't blame him for being... not leaving Sucto. That's their nickname. My buddy Mosh calls it Sucto. We got names for them. We're having fun again in our 40s up to... We're having fun again, man.
It shows. Every time I see the clips, I'm just loving. There's some fucking stacks. Everyone's laughing. And then usually some good makes of some shit, too.
Well, I kind of like... At first, I was mad at Pales, like, throwing in the bales and all this stuff. But that's reality. That's what is the fun stuff. When we're
yeah.
all... When you hear us all joking and laughing around a jersey barrier, I mean, there's nothing better than that.
I got some good ones at Eric J at China Banks that day we went over there. Like, he's trying to jump into front nose and just carcassing. It's so
how about the, over the bum? That picture you sent me of him going over the bum was so sick. Mm-hmm. I didn't even know. I missed that. I was in my own world to know he went over the bum like that. I was like, dang, I can't believe I missed that. You know? these are the times of our lives. That goes for everybody. I had a Kiara Hargrove on YouTube. She's all, oh, when I grow up, I want to be like you guys. And I said, you know what, Kiara, you might be 20 or whatever, but now is your time. Because those were our times. Remember when we were mid-20s? Yeah. Those were the best times of our lives. They're the best times of my life. So yeah. I told her, live it up now. This is your time now.
Right. Did you drive out to Modesto with Phil the day before the skate park opened, spend the night and skate it like the minute it opened?
Mad, I know I went down there. We got jacked down there too. I really, you know what? Some scenes, I'll tell you what, I don't step foot in a skate park anymore, Schmitty.
Really?
I hate them. I'm out of the fences. I'll skate the ditches. I'll skate flat ground at Safeway. I will skate everything. I will go to a skate park and skate the manual curb out front and not step in there. I did it in Sacramento. Pacifica Park, I don't even step foot in. I go and try it manual up to manual back to fakie kickflip, because I'd rather do that than go carve around in a skate park nowadays.
How come?
Because Greg Carroll killed it for me with the perform now. I'm just playing. I love you, Greg. You know I love you. But you know what I mean? I kind of killed it for me when you're doing this ballerina bullshit. Now you can just go raw dog in the streets again. Bye, skate park. Bye.
Oh, man. So no Greer?
You know what? I went there for Phil once and did that nose blunt slide for us at lunch with my boss. He wanted, and on a hot day, it was the day before skate day last year, and there was two skate work kids there. And they gave me those sounds in the background that you used, the woo-hoo! That's yeah. The two skate work kids. Shout out to you kids for just being stoked and being there midday. Hot yeah. day.
Did you see the Sammy Baca Maior?
No, but I heard you talk about it, and I know you got a lot of respect for this kid. To see him do that cradle tap or cradle tail up the fucking Phil thing, up the Huff thing. I've seen a lot of
people. Oh, yeah. You got to watch this, my work, because I edited it. And like you being a parent, you're going to see like the father of the year. He brings his kids. He goes, it's insane, dude.
I heard him talking. I can feel him when it comes to, you know, he's still messing around. You know, your kid's going to be, hey, daddy, well, check me out. You know, that's the best part of having a little boy or a girl. They're going to test you. They're going to feel their strength within, and they're going to play with you a little bit. So to hear him say that, yeah, he's still messing with daddy. I feel him.
It's staying fucking healthy for the little homies, dog. That's it.
And I'm proud of him. Hey, it's hard to be a daddy. It ain't the easiest thing, dude. It's a tough thing.
I can't even imagine.
It doesn't matter how much money you got. It doesn't matter who you are. It's hard to be a daddy. It really is. Internally, like, am I okay? Am I doing good? What should I be doing better? Am I supposed to? I mean, you don't know until you're there. So anyone right. trying to, I've seen it back in the day. People go, hey, you're doing this wrong. They're going, well, you had kids yet? And then the person goes, well, you don't know what I'm going through yet. You know.
Well, that's pretty much how everything is. People love to judge what they're not able to do. Like, everyone's an expert until it's time to step up to the plate, and then they strike out.
Well, the truth is, I like to shut my mouth and observe and learn from my mistakes. And I think all of us should maybe shut our mouths a little bit more and learn from our own mistakes before you go judging somebody else's.
Yeah.
I've made plenty, but I've also tried to learn from every single one of them and make a better choice the next time. As long as we all do that and stop doing this, do you see that? If you stop doing that and start doing this, your own eyes, take the splinters out of your own eyes before you start judging mine.
Yep.
It would be a lot better place, man. That's all I can say.
100%. What boards you got on the wall?
Which one do you want to see? I'll show you my first one. This is my, hey, I'm proud of this one. I think this was the redheaded kid that actually won the Santa Rosa contest, and I'm stepping out as Sandcastle.
Oh, really?
Not on Deluxe or something. I don't think he went anywhere. Trujillo took his spot.
That's what the graphic is?
That's me stomping on his sandcastle. I could switch out light. Should I switch out light? You kind of see it, though, dude. It's like, no, it's just me stomping on some full shit.
Why,
that's probably like Greg or Keith or the handlers holding the kid back. You see
who's the guy from Santa Rosa?
Look at that is me. Look at, I'm fucking kidding. Ah! I love that. Anyways, I'd like more. I'm going to try to switch out lights, man.
Okay, so do you think that contest that Cheryl presented was too tough?
That's a hard one, dude. And I'm a diehard listener. I don't know.
I mean, the first one's Eric J, obviously. Tonight's the night.
I know that tonight's the night.
It's cool. Like, tonight is the night.
A couple of them, like, I could go back in time and know it's the first five guys. You know what I mean? It'd have to be some research involved. And if anyone gets that, you better hook them the fuck up.
Yeah, she's like heavy. $80 worth of gear. We got like some extra throw-in stuff. And
if this ain't McKinney, I don't know what it is.
I don't remember that one.
That's the fool. I'm going nuts. That's the one where Phil and Paul are like water and fire. Dan's the king with the fucking metal.
Did Cycle do that? Who did that one?
You know what? I don't even know who did these ones. This was earlier. I don't even know if I ever got a giant graphic.
That was like the Think 2000 era.
Or, we talk about those days. Baca would understand this because I know he stayed at this spot. This was hung up in Deluxe at one point. But Baca knows this spot.
Oh, yeah. Damn.
He'll know it. It's like, it's right by that other ditch where we were just talking about.
That's the one that you want, that Lance does shoot that?
Yeah, dude, that was an epic. You try to go with the East Coast
with
guys
Fred
on a Arizona trip, you're going to feel like a sucker no matter what. With their all homies and shit. Like, you go with Huff and his posse as a one random kook with Dawes. It's going to fuck with you. Oh, man, it was a tough life, dude.
Oh, man.
I keep telling some of the homies, get out here. There's guys in Sacramento, James Gray. There's I don't remember his name, but I've been watching these pods and got a lot of influence from the next generation of guys. And it was all the Sacto guys, and it was all like Ender pods, all about the Ender pod and Losco, who wants you on, right?
Oh, yeah.
I learned so much information and seen so much transition of skateboard. Sacto's the hub, dude. Sorry, it's one of the hubs. San Francisco, Santa Cruz, you know what I mean, San Jose.
Yeah.
But Sacta was definitely one of the hubs.
Yeah, they got a good thing up there. It's just too hot in the summer, man.
Well, it was almost like one of his interviewers, he was an older guy, which I remember his name too, but he almost schooled me. You know, we said, oh, where's Stefan from?
Sac?
No, Vacaville. And he's the one that schooled me on it. Some other guy, he's all, nah. So it's almost like that guy listened to our pod, and then the next pod, he's going, you guys fucked up. Now he's out of Sac. Got all shit on the walls. If I gave you his name, you'd fucking know who I was talking about. He was a heavy he just had a lot of history on his wall like you do. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Where this guy knows what's up.
Right.
I'm gonna get his name and see if I'm gonna ask you if you know.
I've been trying to get a hold of Sam Cunningham.
What do you gotta do to do that?
I don't know. I know Curtis knows it. It's just, I think he moved up to like Mendocino or something, so he's a little off radar.
Is it Steve Brockway? Steve Brockway?
Oh, yeah. He's an Endman, right? Steve Brockway.
You know, I don't even want to get into it. I don't know, and that's not the point, but I know nothing, and to still be learning history now through
Randy Caton. Randy Caton.
I know. That's all I know. That's all I know of the Endman is. Or what does he do? He gets in the camera and goes, like, he just does some weird shit where, I don't know, bro. Like, that's cool. I get you. You're in the pools and shit. I totally get it, but whatever.
Well, I put up a little thing on Instagram. Who would you guys like to see on the show next? And a lot of Cardiel, but I don't think John wants to come on.
From what I heard, he's just kind of chilling in Sacto, hanging out in the bars or something. My buddy told me he gave him a ride home. Who wouldn't want him on the pod?
Exactly. I know.
JJ, whatever happened to JJ?
You know what I mean? JJ Rogers?
Yeah,
he's around. What's he would be Wade? A good one.
I got pictures of Wade on my phone from Pales. I mean, he ain't that far off.
I got to do Wade, Jesse P.
Yeah, exactly. We need the guys. It's funny.
We might even need Joe Sierra.
But what I wouldn't do for another session with Phil and Wade and Dan, you know what I mean? And Duff, like, chilling. And what I wouldn't do for one more session with Wade and Phil alone, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
And he's living it. Westgate was my first, well, Sabo Walker was my first influence back into skating. Like, wow, you know, really? Whoa, where it went, right? And they were, and it was like, he was still getting hated on, living in his car, and he wasn't really getting loved yet. And I'm going, this is the one of the best technically, like a Rodney Mullen of street skating to me, right? So that was my first influence. Then it went to Westgate, and Westgate was blowing up on Transworld and getting all this shit. And I'm going, this is my guy, dude. I call him the flea of skateboarding. That
when he ollied that fucking house,
he can ollie the backside Smith up to his cheek. And I'm not saying there's other guys like that. Pudwell can do it too. I'm not saying that. They both got, I love Pudwell too. He was in between. I went, who the fuck is this guy? You know, with the wax up, backside lip slide, kick flip gap, the backside, all that shit. So another guy that amazed the fuck out of me.
But now we got fucking, I'm saying Sody contender. Mason Silva.
Yes, and he was too. When you guys put, what's his name? The guy that you guys.
Tyshawn.
Tyshawn.
Tyshawn Jones.
And you rip that nollie heel flip over that rail. Like, who the fuck do that? But I'm not a tech dog. That year, I had Mason. I had him. And I was confusing him with Miles because I didn't know shit. Just like I was confusing Sabo with Kyle. And you made me go buy a Kyle. I didn't know what the fuck I was talking about. But I knew what I was seeing. I knew what I was seeing, and that's what mattered, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you're killing it in any direction, then you're killing it. If you're hopping down mountains with your – if you're – like you showed, would you send me that Instagram? If you're going back to the spot that you already hit
– that ditch with the grind up the fence?
Yes. If you're going back to just do it better, I've got to give it to guys like that. You deserve that fucking cover more than anybody. You deserved it back then. If you didn't already get it 2 years ago – he deserved that cover because he's been working his fucking ass off. Him and Suchu, because they're both going to those same skate events, and they're both fucking them up equally. They're both doing the ledges. They're both pumping each other up, and they're both completely opposites. Yeah. And that's what it's all about. It doesn't matter what style you do. If you're doing it right, then fucking you deserve you deserve to be Mason. You deserve to be Suchu. You deserve to be you name a couple, you know what I mean? I have
Nyjah backtailed that fucking rail. That is a gnarly cover.
That 5-0 down that fucking, I don't know how you could even come up and go, yeah, this was for you, Dad. I even look, I don't know how much practice and how many rails your dad built for you, but that was fucked up, bro.
He's so gnarly.
That's for you, Pops. Whatever, dude. I love skateboarding again. The machine took it away 16 years ago. It took 16 years to get my soul back, and no fucking vamp's ever taken this love away. I love eating shit. I am so sore from last time I skated, I'm still a goddamn cripple, and all I can think about is going back and fucking doing it for you. I swear to God, that's where I'm at. You, Meza, and Mark Bianchi brought back this fire, and it ain't going out until I can't walk anymore. One of my toes going on. I hope it comes back, but skating hurts, bro. And I think that's why we like it, because we get past that pain and we start to pull.
Right. If we're going to go to a video clip right now, we show a little skate clip right now. What would you want to see on the thing? Should we show
I want you guys to go to the Instagram. I guess his name's something Grayson. He's for your wizard lore killer guy.
Oh, Gregson? Chris Gregson?
And who's he ride for?
Blood Wizard.
Yeah, Blood Wizard. Those guys are skating my spots. I swear to, and it's a good thing. It's like, hey.
Wait, Toad's Ditch?
No, that kid, what's his name? He does the sickest crail out the gates at Sneath. Oh. And he also goes and skates the Red Banks that Chico just blew up on Instagram.
Yeah.
I don't care. It's like, hey, is there a little Is there a little McKinney influence going on again in my 40s? Like, even if it's not, the spots are getting hit. I hit them.
It's fucking cool.
I've been hitting them, and that's all that matters. I'm in my head. I'm going, fuck, McKinney was there, dude. You know what I mean? But hey, I wasn't doing a blunt slide, backside nose blunt slide. Like, never did it in my life. You know what I mean? In my 40s, thanks to a kid from SACTO. Couldn't do it with Duffy. My head was too fucking spun out of my fucking brain.
Did you see this Hall of Meat from Roberto Alemán at Sneath? Where he like ate shit and flew into one of those blocks.
You know what? Did he do a double flip over the bowl? Was he with Eric? Was this recent?
No, it was just me and him. He tried to do an alley-oop blunt slide on the top, and he came in, but he took the corner and got pitched and just shot right into his ribs.
This is recent shit? You've been back there?
No, about a year ago.
Yeah, I was going to say you've been back here recently. No. Hey, the kids are still killing it. Your buddy, you said it, Emmanuel Guzman. Is that right? He went back there.
Oh, did he?
And the guy who's working on it, Marshall, goes, yeah, he goes, yeah, it's really hard to do something to come in straight once you've done something to fakey on it. You know what I mean? Like, I get it. I totally get it. The best thing I saw, I think it's a kid named Ben. He's probably some Enjoyer Metro kid. He does 270 cab to 5-0 to fakey, or he does fakey 275. He does something where he comes in fakey, but it's reverse and in. It was like, that was sick as fuck. I think his name was Ben. He's a Metro or Enjoy kid. Shout out to Ben Ramers, and what was the kid that the other piece split? They got props written on the walls. They must have done shit there. Ben went front side. P went, you know what I mean? They get props at those spots. I didn't know them. I was out of the game, but
yeah,
at the Narnars. Ben, I watched this. He's doing 540s in fucking Europe. And
yeah,
know that cement was shit. You know what I mean? So power to you. Rest in peace, kid. I wish I gave you a high five once. I wish I got to, but I don't think I ever did, for sure. If it was at Sunnyvale. You know what I mean?
What do you think of this idea I have to do a little change in action and do some interviews with some music people?
Do it. I've been making playlists. I got a metal playlist on YouTube.
I want to do the story on Spaz. I know you might not. I don't
Dan
know. What.
Dan Lactose and Max.
Yeah, Dan's down.
You couldn't find him. I'm pretty sure you
I found him on the Glam, Instaglam. Yeah.
And I know he loves the movement. It's part of skateboarding. We were all skateboarders listening to that shit.
Yeah, Cool Keith mentioned it, Dr. Octagon, right?
Exactly. If you can bring East Coast hardcore rap or whatever you want to, hip hop, whatever you want to label that shit.
Yeah.
As far as I'm concerned, Cool Keith was in a mind of his own. He didn't give a fuck.
Yeah.
And later on, you see Deltron getting it too and doing that 30-30, like I said with Tony. If you can take that East Coast underground hip-hop and pertain it to Spaz, and they probably each go to the same shows together and watch each other go, that's it.
Think about it. If you was there standing looking at me, what would you do if I hit your face with dog doodle? Smear people with flies on your forehead, spitting your salad, vomit on your brother's breakfast. Take your ass inside, run your mother's house, bring pet mice, and scare your sis with a gray mouse. Then drop a mother to bed, leave him there dead, take her to parakeet with scissors, clip his head. Then get the charcoal, what's up, run your dog legs, walk by the barber shop and hit the glass with eggs. Then go in the club and dance, mix the alcohol, great with roast spray, here's a drink, have a ball. Dance to the music, watch a party pooper, yeah, you know. I'm destructive. Bashing your head with 10-12 cans of Campbell soup. I'm on the roof and I let the pigeon out the chicken coop. Stole your checks and flushed money down the toilet bowl. Look at the frog, he's gone too down the commode. Four pan on the carpet, your fur was my target. Give the baby some gum, a pack of bubble gum. Stick it in the rugs, smear a green lightning bugs. All around the walls, down the hall, checking out eating on flame pits. Niggas with their armpits, down, smelling funky. Check out the junk. Spit, I'm destructive. I'm destructive.
extrapolating having sex, mating with a baboon with buffalo wings. Like Hitler, the German Shepherd, coming down with a brown spotty moose that sounded soft as a goose. We all here with tickets for Van Halen, Warfest, Autopsy, Def Leppard, and Spaz. Come on, drop the jazz, Grateful Dead, rock with it.
What does it matter? Just like we could bring it back to Sucho and fucking, what does it matter when you're both fucking killing it, kid? It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It's all just music. It's all just fire. Fire.
I just love the Bay Area, though. I love, like, that people that grew up in our zone influenced so many, like, you know?
If I was you, I keep getting this in my, if you wanted any of those links or any kind of information, I'd really try to go through Matt McGinley, dude.
Oh, yeah?
I just, for some reason, I think he's got some of that history.
Of well. Spaz?
He could get you involved.
He's working with, like, rappers nowadays.
I don't know, but I know he's still got the friends from back in the day. You know what I mean? He might have some info for you. He was kind of connected to the, more than I was. I just went and skated with the guys. You know what I mean?
Okay. I'll hit up Ginzo. I haven't talked to him in a minute.
Well, tell him I said what up, dude. He's doing good. He looked tired. Like, look, yeah,
we all do.
When I got out of skateboarding, I was having so much fun skating with the boys and girls together. I was like, damn, what did I miss out on? Because the whole time I was so focused on just skating demos and performing and trying to kill myself that I kind of missed out on the barbecues, you know, and the fun stuff. You know what I mean?
Right.
When I got to see it at the end there, I was like, man, I kind of took the politics and all that kind of shit, warped my fucking mind and took away some of the fun. But at least I got to see it outside of it. You know, I did get to see a little bit of it too.
Yeah. Well, that brings us to our new sponsor, Don Wapo, with the signature Andy Roy hot sauce. Look at this shit right here.
Yeah, I keep hearing about it here.
You see it?
Well, you got your own too, right?
It's coming, apparently.
That was another thing too. It broke my heart when Jamie Reyes has to explain "sexy bitch" in 2020. And you can tell her, as she says it, she goes, "Oh no!" I'm going, "Oh yeah, baby, you're a sexy bitch, and all your girls are sexy bitches for ripping as hard as you did. Don't let them take that away from you." Because when your girl did a kickflip over a garbage can, you went, "That was sexy, bitch." That meant the world to me to hear that. I got it. So for people not to get it in nowadays world blows my fucking mind. How are you not getting it, man?
I think you just have to preface everything with, like, I'm scared out of my mind that cancel culture is going to fucking erase me.
Well, you know what, then? I'm so glad cancel culture raised me in 2001, when before cancel culture was a thing. You know, I was so glad that I was out when I was out, because I couldn't have survived the nowadays world. You guys would have ate me alive so quick. I would have been destroyed. I would have been hanging from a tree by now, because you guys would have ate me alive like a bunch of fucking vultures. I think it's disgusting.
Yeah.
See this old face? I think all you are disgusting for canceling out legend like you do.
Culture club over cancel culture every day.
Do you really want to hurt me?
You suck!
Well, I had a goth chick come back into my life, and we freestyle battled dark music, and it's fucking dope. If you guys ever are on a road trip, put in Gates of Haze, you'll fucking love it. Put it on mix, you know what I mean? So you can play it straight through, but it's better when it just does the random fucking skips through and does its own thing.
Right.
Good music. It's good music that I missed back in the day, because I didn't have that kind of influence.
You've always had a good taste in music. You turned me on to a bunch of cool stuff.
Well, wasn't that I had the music, it was that I listened to a lot of other people's influences.
Yeah, like, eclectic.
Like, you can hear it. That's why when we talk and we get these people on your pod, I go, well, throw this one on.
Mm-hmm.
And in my head, I'm going, when that song comes on, this fool's going to flip, because it was a part, but maybe not, but it was a part of my time when I hear that song and go, Oh my, 93, and I'm 6, and I'm 93, you're 16. I'm going, that was Arco singing it to some hippie broad in Portland, dude. Maybe he's not going to remember. Maybe he, but I remember. Missouri, Cinematographer, that's a beautiful song to a start of a Trans World video called Cinematographer.
Yeah.
Sick, in the 90s, you know what I mean? But you just played it in 2020.
Palace Brothers.
Through us, we got to give Mike a little love back. I told Tess years ago that we had something more to do, and thanks to her, I'm doing it right now. If it wasn't for her, we wouldn't be doing it. I'd be dead, probably. Mm. Thanks to her, I'm giving love back to every person. Thanks to you. When you told me, Dune said thank you, or that, Tim gave me so much love or whatever, that's what I wanted to do. And that you think I could, you can't make that shit up. You had to be at EMB watching him back to back half cap heel flip up that block.
Yeah.
You can't make that shit up. You can't just watch it on whatever, because I know it was on one of the videos because I seen it. And I think I don't remember the shirt he was wearing, but I was there watching him do it back to back to back. And then he did it to Fakie. You know what I mean? It's like, fuck, he's got that dial, bro.
Man.
Then years later, I'm with him and Dustin Dolan. I'm already wasted out of my mind. And he's doing half. No, okay. But he's doing it still. 5, 6, 7, 10 years later, he's doing it at a demo, SoCal, after getting drunk in the bar. As I'm vomiting, it's when the end came out. I puked all over the fucking hotel room. And all those guys were ripping. And I just puked all over the hell, like a piece of shit, while Dune's still ripping. You gotta give it up to him, dude. I'm serious.
Hell yeah. I'm getting those shirts today, actually. So I'll be sending them out to everybody that ordered them, and fucking all the proceeds are going to NAACP.
I'm kind of buttered, Schmidt. Dude, you've had so much good product out. You keep sending me like that baseball tee. You got Jason Jesse wearing the Talkin' Schmidt baseball tee.
You got that one.
No, I didn't get shit. I did not get it. Did you?
Oh, you got the hoodie.
Oh, you know what? I can't. Yeah, true. I won't even wear it, because as soon as I wear it, there's going to be like a smudge on it. So I just put it on. It's just, I get to look at it.
Fuck. It'll be cool to try to get a couple people on here at the same time. I hope it can work. Mew and Ponchi.
Yeah, I do like when you sit back, shut up, and let the dude talk, because I don't know how. Did I tell you this? Are people actually going to hear this, or is this just between me and you?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll start crying right now. You help me understand my chick. My chick used to skate. She's knocked her face off in front of me once, and before I knew it, she almost died. Now, sometimes I get in her face. She don't like me in her face, and I take offense. I'm all, fuck you, bitch. What do you mean? I'm in your face, right? And then Manzuri's going, no, how about this? Then Manzuri's talking about it, how he's had so many concussions. It must be a thing, right? Like, get out of my... Then his chick gets knocked out, and she's going, oh, my God, Mike. I get it. I fucking get it. Well, thanks to them, I got my chick a little bit better, dude. How deep is that? That I'm learning about how to deal with life and systematic, problematic stuff. It's hard, and how to deal with it. Because I just did like, maybe I won't get in my chick's face like that. Maybe
right.
when you knock all your fucking front teeth out at Sunnyvale, when you almost die at Ripon, it's probably pretty traumatic, bro. And thanks to the martial arts, maybe I didn't have to. I mean, I got my intestines fused to my nuts and shit, but I've never been almost dead. So maybe I didn't quite understand that as much as Mr. Manzuri helped me understand, and his wife helped me understand. I do want to hear the kids, but I know what I'm going to hear already. You know what I mean? So it's almost like I want to hear, like you said, I want to hear the BKs and stuff and the shit that I missed by 4 years.
I know. I love seeing the spillway photos and just early shit.
What was his name? What was that?
Joe Fong.
Yeah, that was great, dude. You know what I mean?
Yeah. How about we got to get Black Art.
How about this? It makes you feel good. How old's the guy? How old was that guy?
He's probably 60.
Okay, well, he sounded like a fucking kid. He sounded so...
Oh, he's stoked.
Life. Just like... Oh. And then you see the pictures of him with Lizzie, and then the next generation. It was big for me. And I didn't quite get it at first. Like what you said, no, you know what? I like talking to the guys that... After you said that to me, I like talking to the older guys. It helped me understand. It is nice to listen to that fucking history. And I got a lot of younger guys going, I didn't know who you were talking about, but I enjoyed listening to what they were talking about. That's my buddy Jordan. That's my skate son. Nolly 360 heel flips like Dave Mayhew on Tranny. And I was doing demos for him when he's 9 years old in Hillsboro, next to Tony. He lived right next to Vitale.
Oh, okay.
No shit, to where Jordy might know. They might have went to the same school. I don't fucking know, dude. You know?
Hold on, I'm going to take a quick piss.
Stay lame.
Nasty Nick face. Shout out. Talking Schmidt beanies, we just got restocked. Get yours today. Let me tell you, girls and gals and gals and guys, here's my radio voice. What a surprise. This one time I was doing a podcast and I didn't know it would last, but I had to try, so I did it fast. Started on New Year's Day. We're still waiting on our boy who checked out for a second. Let's get a word from our sponsor. It's Don Wapo, kids, with that new signature Andy Roy sauce. It's spicy. It's spicy and it's roasted chili, arbol, and garlic. For the rip ride pleasure. It says right here, check it out. You all know I like to get fired up. I get fired up. We all get fired up. Grab a bottle of Andy Roy Don Wapo hot sauce and get fired up. Rip ride. Andy Roy. What about our friend over at Blue Plate?
Hey, it's Corey at Blue Plate, 3218 Mission Street. Come see us. Meatloaf, fried chicken, deviled eggs, Dollar Olympia beers. We're here every day of the week. We got a garden and we got smiles on our faces. Come let us make you happy.
We got him back, kids.
Boom!
There he goes. He's back.
Eric J's chew left that Sneath lane. He was so pissed. I got his. Let's go. Let's go good on it. Let's keep. I want us to go raw dog about nothing but skating and maybe feelings. I kind of wanted to go, you know, I've been doing all this peace, love, and empathy for 2 fucking years. I almost want to go bitter, hate, and piss for a second.
Really?
We have anything to let off our chests here. First of all,
I think it's very risky and dangerous.
Wait, hey, happy birthday, Camisa. You don't understand what your voice does to me. It is ASMR to the T. To hear you say my name before my little skit is... It makes me so happy, and I thank you so much. I wish you the best birthday. I wish you the best life with Schmitty. I love you guys, dude. There's nothing wrong with saying it. When did love become a bad word, Greg? Fuck, man.
Oh, no. Right in the middle. The audio goes out in the most sentimental moment of his life, and he just standing ovation. The crowd cannot even believe it. We're going to have to put up subtitles. Every time you go out, we'll just put in the words that you said.
There it is. You know what it is? The bullshit thing that the school gave us to get these kids online. This is what they got to deal with.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so think about trying to get your kid... This is through the school. I'm using a thing through the school. You try to get your kid doing math when this bullshit's going on all fucking day. This was a trial. You know what? It's nice just to talk to you fucking. You're a wannabe millennial. You don't even answer the phone. At least I'm having a fucking nice conversation with a buddy.
I was bummed. I set up the epic session at the mini ramp in Half Moon Bay with...
Hey, whoa. We understand, bro.
But then... It turned out to be the, you know, Life Hammer interview with Chuck Treese, so it was worth it. Chuck Treese is like, he put me off for like 3 months, and then he finally checked in. I was like, yeah!
What'd you think of that I See You Shining song?
I loved it.
It was so beautiful. I swear he was almost, that came out the day after he talked to you. And it's almost like he knew what's up. Like, I heard that song going, is he talking to Greg right now? Going... I know you want this on your radio waves to Mars, but I don't know how to fucking do it. It was so deep to me. It's like, I fucking love this. We've always loved them, right? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, for sure. It was so cool.
Stacy knew what he was seeing. You know what I mean? Thrasher knew what they were seeing.
Yeah. Right?
Hey, hold on. How about this? Let's see if this works. What's up, Eric?
What up, man?
What are you doing, bro?
I'm fucking working, dude. Fucking cleaning out my fucking car.
Well, let me guess, you're at the Pacific Escape Park cleaning out your car like a kook. Oh, I love that. Hey, I love you, Eric. I talk. Hey, you're like my caddy. I don't even want to skate unless you're there going, I think you need to do this, man.
Did you hear that shit the other day?
No, but hearing you say, hey, hey, that's a land. It meant the world. Like, you know what? Fuck. When you're staring at your board and stale fish, looking at it going, why are you there and not under your feet? You know what I mean? Hey, this is what happened. I'm online with Schmitty right now. It was in Midway. I'm going, I got this. I got to save this for Gray. Dead ass. And then I went to Marshall and told him, and he went, oh, that's fucked, bro. Hey, Greg, I don't know if you heard that. Schmitty's never around. You should have just did it. Is what Eric said.
That's like going to Def Leppard without Gumby.
All those times you went, where's Eric? Where's Tim? Where's Greg? Now we're all together again in our 40s. You can't You can't fucking make this shit up. It's priceless, dude.
Yeah, dude, get together more, dude. Tell Schmitty to quit fucking disappearing, dude. Come out and play.
I'm back.
Quit disappearing, Greg. Come out and
play. I'm back. I was depressed for a little while. This stuff hits me in waves.
No, you saw me. Hey, you saved my life. You and GT, Satan, whatever, when I saw those in the quotes over that goat rope to fucking Frankie Hill.
Oh, yeah.
You knocked me out of a big depression. Grant Taylor, those comments knocked me out of a serious fucking depression, Greg. You don't even fucking know.
Oh, yeah.
And as I'm seeing all these comments come up, I'm going, what the fuck did Greg do? Because none of these guys really give a fuck. He must have said, hey, my buddy's on a downer. Can you leave a comment for him? Because there's like there's 40. No, hey, I'm serious, Eric. When all of a sudden you got Grant on there, you got all these heavy hitters, you're going, what the fuck did Greg do? I know he did something. Hey, I'll get back to you, Eric. I love you. I'm just chilling.
Tell him I got some hot sauce for him. Eric, I got some hot sauce for you. Well, should we just go skate the mini ramp for a couple minutes?
You know what? I don't know yet. Maybe I'll meet you guys. I got a little buzz on. I ain't driving down there. But get a hold of him. He's down at the Pacific Skate Park. He'll meet up with you and go skate, dude. He's on fire right now. I watched him progress from limping around and not being able to skate to worried about him not being able to ever skate again, to go on, the doctor said I'm cool, and now he's fucking ripping.
Rad.
Our next mission's at the Hook. Hopefully we go to the Hook. That's our next spot. There's a lot of turmoil, a lot of crazy shit, a lot of things that skating is helping us get through. Let's think of some good questions and some advice.
What do you think about these sports playing baseball and basketball shit with no crowds? And then Jada Pinkett Smith, she came out and said she boned down some dude behind Will Smith. We got a lot of drama going on, Tim. People are fucking coming out of the closet and talking about...
That wasn't even coming out of the closet, Schmidt. That was known. It was low-key and known. August was known that he was pumping out. You don't think Will had a little thing going on too, kid? Come on.
Yeah, he's the Fresh Prince.
Well, trust me. And it was known. If it worked for them... Who are you to judge them on what? They're billionaires. What the fuck they give a? What do they care what you think anyway? You know what I mean? They're living the life. They can do whatever the fuck. Look at their kid. He's wearing like chains and gold, and he's dancing around. Go watch whatever his kid's video is. It's fucking hilarious. It was like last year's video. He's wearing gold and just kind of mocking society. Really?
Yeah.
You kids are paying $2,000 for a pair of $10 shoes. The world's fucked, however you want to look at it. Hey, let's start talking about random skateboarders. Skateboarders we both know. Let's give a little
What about my next guest, Diego the Butcher Buccieri?
No fucking way.
Yeah, we're doing Zoom from España. Viva from España.
So he's in Spain?
Yeah, he's married as a kid. He's from Argentina, but he moved to Spain because that's where his wife's from.
Oh, okay. And that happened in the Toy Machine era, right? He's been with his wife since the Toy Machine?
Yeah, probably like six, for a while.
A long time.
Six, 10 years, maybe.
Well, maybe he's had a couple wives. I don't know. But again, to see him pop shove it.
He pop shove it what?
That it's in the same video that you were talking about where his buddy, he does the backside tail slide and goes into the bank. It's in that same footage.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. But what about us, when he came to San Mateo and ollied that gap on El Camino?
Exactly. Like, it wasn't shit. Like, oh. Like, he wouldn't even use that in a part. It got used, too. But he was like, fuck, I wouldn't even use this for a promo, bitch. You know? That's how he did it. That's how he did it.
Mark Susio's high on your radar, huh?
In the sense that I really love Atlas. I was really scared and intimidated to go in there. I thought they'd be hating on me. Like I told you, I'm in the...
No, they're nice guys.
Well, I'm in the city at the library library.
Mm.
A block away, and I start hearing, McKenny! Hey! It's the Atlas, dude. You know, I felt it. It felt so fucking good. Me and Eric had to go across the street, just sit there and watch them try a couple flat ground tricks, dude.
Right.
I give Ryan and Mike and Ryan a lot of props, right?
Yeah.
I wasn't going to go in there. I was going to every other shop thinking, dude, I'm a fucking loser. And I failed, and these guys banged. And they don't give a shit. The smile said, hey, you're still McKenny. And fucking, dude, they gave me shoes for a little discount. I can go in and get my Talking Schmidt shirt. Hopefully they got a couple more. Where else am I going to get that? You're not going to make any more. I'm going to go buy every one that's left in there. If they fit good, dude.
People love the fucking shirts they're on.
You don't need an under tee. You can just use just a tee. And you're like, oh, this thing fits smooth, dude, you know?
Yeah, Navarette hit me up because I sent him one. He was like, dude, I've been wearing this shirt every day. It's so comfortable.
Well, dude, to see that picture of, you said, like, maybe it was an Instagram thing of fucking mofo, right?
That made my day. I was on a bad one that day, and he sent me that photo. And I was like, man, that was perfect timing. Stoked me up.
That's kind of what I mean, is like little things like that. Like that little comment from I've seen a comment from Cards before, some Slayer Horns. I've seen a comment from Grant. Little things like that. It's weird how little things like that can just change your whole fucking world back to okay.
Well, that's what...
Where you don't even know why, where you're going... How? I was just bummed for a fucking month.
I've always said my entire life, like if I'm working on a project with someone... All I care about is that person is stoked. Like if I'm making a McKenny part, I want McKenny to be stoked. If the kids chime in and they got their, I don't even give a shit. It's like me and you made this, we're stoked. That's what means the world to me.
How about this? Like Low Card did. Comments off, bro.
Oh, really?
Talk shit about McKenny. Comments off. right?
Oh, wow.
When I saw that, I wasn't even hurt. I'm going, your little crew would talk so much. I'm so good. You should have seen me at San Leandro Skate Park ripping yesterday. It's like, that's not the point, bro. I get 2 hours on the fucking weekend and go skate a cool spot. Go find one. And it's the world to me. You're not quite getting what this is about right now. It goes way past... My Johnny Hot Rod part. I don't have the fucking time to jerk off all day at a skate spot, bro. Sorry.
I got one for you. There's been a lot of talk going around about video versus video, and they've been having brackets and a bunch of shit going on. What are, like, in your mind, some of the all-time best skate videos, like, all time?
I'm going to say New Time. What's this Pink Lemonade shit? Who's your boy? I like it.
Oh, Roger. Michael Sieben.
Yes, there it is. That was fucking a sick video, bro.
Oh, yeah. The Roger.
I loved it. Yeah. I liked the I loved everything about that video, bro.
Sieben's cool.
When it comes to video, anything that Strobeck's doing, right?
Yeah.
Anything that GX1000's doing, that extra crispy. You ever seen that? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
All that East Coast shit's kind of blowing my mind. That Strobeck, extra crispy. Any of that shit, look it up. It's like, fuck it. And then they come out here and fuck it up even harder. That Supreme shit. It's like the
they did.
What's Dill's company?
Fucking awesome.
Fuck anything fucking awesome. You know what I mean? Anything fucking awesome. Any of that kind of shit. The obscure, the GX city style, the East Coast style is kind of getting to me right now. Other than that, it's just kind of the. I don't Instagram, so I don't know. I really don't look at videos, to tell you the truth. I'm not riding Thrasher's nuts on the new video every time.
But, like, what were the ones when you were a kid? Like, were you into Trilogy? I mean, Video Days, the New Deal video? Like, what were...
You want to go deep? I'll go deep. It started out with Skull Skates.
Skull Skates.
Sure Grip video.
Wow.
What was
Eric Grisham?
Curve Dogs.
Curve Dogs. Curve Dogs was local.
I think those were the first three that I ever saw in my life.
Vanderspeck, that BMXer guy, was from like San Mateo, I think.
Those were the first three videos that I ever saw in my life. And they were Curb Dogs was probably because it was a local video. That went with the Sure Grip. I remember Sure Grip and whatever the other one I said. After that, it was the PAL videos, right? It was them, like you guys always talk.
Animal Chin.
Did you ever put the plastic on your fucking gloves? You know what I mean? Like, that's the next shit, right? You know what I mean? Next was Lance hopping the fence into the pool. No, you know what I mean?
Yeah, jumping off the roof.
Next was the Santa Cruz videos, pretty much.
Speed Wheels of Fire, Streets of Fire.
Speed Freaks. Risk It. That was the next. Nodis and Risk It is fucking intense, bro.
Was that the Pickpocket Man?
No.
Nodis
and Risk It's all in one day. Him just skating in like Santa Monica, kick flipping over gaps to like almost like grindcore. So like harder music than he's ever skated to. It's so fucking good, dude.
Rad.
Check it out. Nodis and Risk It. After that, then it went to 8th Street.
Oh, yeah.
But before that, we'll go Public Domain.
Right.
And then it went to what was after Public Domain? Okay. Then it kind of went to those shitty Santa Cruz videos and into 8th Street. Then it went to the Plan B. But in between that, you had all like the Toxic videos, the A1 Meets, all the fuck, you know what I mean? That were good videos.
But what about the World videos? Like Trill.
Yes. Okay. 10-4. You know what? I skipped over that. I can't even think of the OG.
LeVar McBride. You know
what? I'm going to go back because this is very
important. Daywon.
No, Rubbish Heap. Rubbish Heap was a very important video.
Mm-hmm.
Very important video. Somebody that was lost in the pile was, what's that little kid? What's his fucking name? The youngest pro ever. The youngest, Chris Branagh.
Chris Branagh.
Yes. Chris Branagh was
He did the milk commercial with the basketball.
His pro model was the little bird standing on fucking a bunch of books. You know
where's
what I mean?
He now? Gone.
It doesn't matter. There's a lot of that. Joey Bass. You know, there's a lot of Joey Bass out there. Dude.
Joey Bass won every contest, and then he's late.
Well, no, all he ever did was a nollie backside tail slide on a fucking high ledge. But he was. I give it to him. Whatever. I remember Joey Bass. I remember Ben Liversedge. He kicked.
Oh yeah. Ben was sick.
I grabbed Burnside before I ever did. He was my inspiration to do it. Oh, man. Hey, we had some great times, Schmidt. You can't say we didn't.
Absolutely.
You know what? I want to kind of switch this around, Schmidt. I would like to ask you, all this time I missed, God, you've seen so much shit. What did that feel like standing on that ledge, filming Jaws kickflip over that fucking...
That was insane. All I remember is that I was standing in the entranceway to the stairs, and Jaws is way out there, and he's like, Schmitty, look out. And I'm like, huh? So I jumped up onto the ledge because he was coming through. And I was like, oh, shit. And I followed him in, and I think he just ollied it first try or something. And then it was like, oh, shit. And then I was right there already. So I was like, oh, I guess I'm going to film it from here. Because we had like five filmers there, like every position taken or whatever. So, but it's cool that I'm in the photo. Like he's,
Velcro. I was like, I see you up there. But how about this? Were you there when that kid... He almost looks like a little Westgate as a little smaller guy doing that switch backside 180 flip in front of Greco and Jake.
Oh, yeah, DJ.
That was mind-boggling. That was the switch backside 180 kickflip down the 16. Boom! He does it to where... Anyone who's there would just be like a bomb went off, and he'd already done it down Wallenberg anyways, huh? He was already prepped for it.
That was so gnarly.
I've seen so much. I mean, don't think I haven't kept up on shit. I've seen so much mind-boggling stuff where I'm like, how did that fucking kid just do that, dude? What in the... what's his... That kickflip backside lip slide down that double kink down south during that contest. What's his name?
Oh, yeah. Midler. So Alex Midler.
They had to look out for that kid to get him to that fucking level, dude. Nijah. Yeah. What's his name? What's that kid that's not in the game anymore? That Taylor kid?
Mikey Taylor?
Mikey. Those guys had to really look out for that kid to get him to that fucking level, dude.
Are you more of a Jamie Thomas or a Chad Muska?
Oh, fuck. That's all. Wow! How many people have you asked that?
I just came up with that one.
That is a great question. Oh, man. Dude, that's fucked up.
Yeah.
Equals fucking insane. Mm. I can't. Oh, I've heard the stories. I went to that rail. I wanted to do that rail. There's no way in fuck I would have. He went there after a session, did that rail at Thunderbird Mall. He grinded that rail. He did like 10 other things that day. Just that rail alone is fucking insane. I was there with Dave Mayhew and Frank Harada staring at it going, that thing's insane.
Wow.
He went there and did it at the end of the session, dude. Oh, fuck, dude. You know what? OG, I'm giving it to Jamie Thomas.
Wow.
The reason why I'm giving it to Jamie Thomas is because he was sleeping, getting scabies at EMB as I'm frying balls on acid, trying kickflips barefoot down the seven. And he came up to me, and he was so street smart, he saw us getting mugged and took off. So I'm just giving it to Jamie for already being in the game in fucking 95, 93, like
yeah.
Fucking game. As I'm getting mugged and beat up, Jamie's way gone already. After he'd already been just going, hey, dude, that was sick, barefoot kickflip on acid down the seven. He was the only one that saw it. He was right. Sleeping barefoot under the fucking gongs. So, hey, you could say you can't make that shit up, Schmitty.
Yeah.
You can't. He was sleeping right there, bro.
That's amazing.
His shoes. And he loved that I tried to kickflip it high on acid barefoot. Hey, shout out to Gummy. And we were high on acid with Gummy and his buddy, this little Mexican kid. And the gangsters came up and goes, hey, where are you from? I go, from San Mateo. Gummy goes, no! Like, I should have said, I'm not from the city. He was already smarter than me. And the bam!
Oh.
I ducked it. It wasn't me. The little Mexican kid got socked.
Well, should we turn the comments off for this one?
Or are we going to say, you're going to say that if it's like Pales, they're going to say, what's wrong with him, dude? He fucking looks like Santa. I get that from Pales all the time. I'm cool. Hey, I earned this gray, motherfuckers. You earn yours. You make it past 40, then come talk some shit. When mommy ain't holding your dick no more, come talk to me, motherfucker, because this life ain't easy, dude. This life ain't easy.
You've done it, but not in this body. What's your go-to fish? What's your favorite fish to cook?
Go-to fish to cook is a halibut.
Halibut? With, like, butter?
Yeah, pretty much just butter, garlic, salt, pepper. You could do lemon pepper. You could do light Italian seasoning. But any flavor you like, a halibut will take on.
Yeah, it's mild.
It's light. It's my mom. You know what? I think I must love it because it's my mom's favorite.
I've been doing Atlantic salmon. This is my favorite.
Well, that's also one of the best for you. Omega-3s.
It's so good.
The healthiest for you.
A little fatty, but it's good.
Well, you got to tell me what's up with this. You said the board's coming out when the shirt's coming out. Well, what's up with the China Bank stuff?
Oh, yeah. So we're working on a skateboard deck that Jeremy Fish designed for Tim right back in the old days. And we're going to put it out, right?
Dude, it doesn't matter. This isn't supposed to be. You don't understand. Don't ever put your shit in public stores. The day you don't answer the phone is the day they sell all your shit for fucking whatever. And it could be millions of dollars worth of shit. They don't matter. They're going to burn in hell for doing what they did to me. But the only thing that I did get left out of all that shit was a couple pictures of my sons, my chef knives, my skateboards, and this.
Oh, there it is.
And, now Schmitty's brainstorming with both of us. And it's like, dude, this is one of the things that I got. I didn't. Cycles got thrown away. All my ads, I had all my artwork, all my ads and shit in a couple of portfolios thrown away in the garbage. They weren't, all my Garbage Pail Kids sold for a couple hundred bucks. I held on them for 40 years just to get thrown away. You know what I mean? It's, those people in your life that you love, let them know every fucking day. Because they be there tomorrow. Yeah, I love you. I love you too, man.
Remember this.
I see it.
Remember it, though. Dude.
What are you doing? Are you guys playing videos?
Everything didn't work. Whatever he just said there, I totally agree with it.
I'm crying right now because I said it. When Phil left the building, a part of all of us left the building. That includes fucking even Jake. He was probably as crushed as all of us. You know he was.
And when Jake left the building, it was after Preston left the building. And now it's like the building's weighing a lot.
Dude, to be able to go up to... Are you still there?
Yeah.
To be able to go up to Thrash and go beep, 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 and get let in. It's the best feeling on earth.
I agree.
No, but do you know what I mean? To go, I know you did that, right? To go beep, 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 and then you go ding, 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 and get in, and to walk up the stairs to the receptionist.
And then go.
Sit on, with KT and fucking Luke and Jake.
Dude. Right? Again, Jehobo just texted me this.
Dude, that is so sick. Yes. We can sit here and pretend like we're this and that. We're all in the struggle, whether it's a $1 million struggle, a $2 million in debt struggle, or a fucking broke struggle. This is a tough time for everybody, and it's time to come together, go skate, play horse, whatever the fuck. Stop hating, dude. What the fuck, Schmitty? Come on. Well, where did the... When, can you tell me? I know you've seen it. I wasn't there. 2006, everybody became a fucking... finger point and hater. When did this all start? Because I know I left right around it when it started. That's why I left. Dude, I love Lance Dawes, dude. Come
me
on.
Too.
He let me learn. You guys talked about it. Who are you just, Missouri, or somebody where you were talking about going to the old spot where you'd go and get your photos. Remember that?
Totally.
Back in the day? Those were the best days, going with Bryce and going to pick up photos. I can remember that shit and go, I don't know what you guys do. No, you just do this.
Yeah.
To where you waited 2 weeks, then you went with Lance to go pick it up at that building. You don't think I remember that shit?
Yeah,
they knew that. Hey, what do you think? Like, it took like 2 fucking weeks or some shit. You know, it wasn't overnight. It wasn't 10 seconds. Right? You feel me? Were you there?
Yeah.
You were there. You were there.
The new lab, blah.
Well, okay, I didn't know the name. I was just this ignorant skateboarder.
Yeah.
With Bryce.
Shout out to Luke Ogden, dude.
Yeah, I went with Luke. I went with all those guys there to pick up the shit just to go because it was their exciting event. I didn't even know what the fuck I was there for. You know what I mean? It's like, I guess I'm going to this box building to pick up a photo that I could give a fuck about because I'm just a skateboarder. But to them, it was their shit. Bryce being all proud, we're going to go to this building. You know what I'm saying from the other perspective, dude.
Yeah, for sure. Well, my sound guy is saying wrap it up, so we gotta fucking...
Why? Wait, what happened to your elbow, fool?
Oh,
what?
Dude, I ate shit. Yes.
I'm all about it. Hey, I can't even walk right now.
Oh, my God, dude. Yeah, I'll be good. But this is the first video. We'll see how we look and how we do and see if we want to do it again.
What about a song?
We need an ender.
Well, I mean, what's a good...
A song ender.
Yeah, but what's a good song?
I think Video Killed the Radio Star would be appropriate.
That's fine. Hey, it is pretty heavy, dude. Hey, it's always been, too. I've said it in interviews and shit. The video did kill the radio star. It really did.
Let's do it.
I'll fucking cry again with that video kill the radio star because video and radio are equivalent. Mm. The power of word is much as the power of visual. You know what I mean? So don't forget those powerful speakers that have tried to change the world for the better. And I'm not talking about me, but I'm talking about there is as much power in word as there is in, oh my God, Joey just did the kickflip down, blah, blah, blah. Next day, it's something else. It's like, fuck, the power of word goes a lot farther than that sometimes. So don't forget that. Don't forget to, like, read. You know, it's like, don't let them read for you. Maybe read. Not saying I do, but maybe try to go back to, you know what? Maybe, Schmitty, don't let Blue Plate or whatever cook for you. Maybe cook for Chica. Make a nice plate for Camisa. She deserves it. Not saying you don't, but other people too. Like, don't forget that you can really do a lot by, even if it's just a little salad, whatever your Chica likes, make her what she likes.
It hamburgers, chocolate chip cookies.
Yeah, exactly. Like, try to, even if you make them shitty and burnt, Camisa will understand, dude. You know what I mean? If she likes, does she really like ham? I feel like you're talking shit about hamburgers.
No, she does. She loves them.
Okay, well, try to, like, make her a couple little sliders, mini, a couple different kinds to where, put a little blue cheese in one or whatever. Like, you know, I don't know. Put a little bacon on one.
A little queso.
You, whatever, you already know. I'm doing it for you, but and then put a little make a little fluffed up salad on the side and see what it does.
Infuse it with some truffle oil. Just go fucking nuts. Yes,
white truffle oil. You got it, bro. It changes the world. Those little things go a long way. We could fight about money all day. We could fight about food and what we're gonna do. Or we could just make it, and it's just there, and you go, here, dear. When they come home, like, whoa, it changes the world, and it makes things better. I'm learning right now, how long have we been through this? We're about to go through it again? I really hope not, because I don't know if I'm going to make it through another one.
Dude, I heard 6 more months at least. I'm about to go dive in the ocean. All right, Billy, I love you.
Hey, I love you, too. Hey, I'm going to tell you, Jason, because I already told Schmitty time and time again. If you ever put me on a team, the last thing I do is jump the fucking... Yeah, I ain't jumping your shit, bro. You ever put me on your fucking bearings, whatever's next for you, I'll be rocking that shit till death. Hey, like you said, that's all I rock is Thrasher. That sounds like all you rock is Thrasher, too. Thanks to Schmitty, it's all I rock is fucking... Thanks to Schmitty... Hey, right below me. Thank you. You know what that I
thanks, Tim, and we'll talk soon.
Hey, I love you. I love Camisa. I love everybody at Talking Schmidt. I love all the positive people in skateboarding that keep this going. The people that say stuff like the most positive thing in skateboarding is Talking Schmidt right now. That's heavy words because there's a lot of hate out there still. But I did watch a lot of hate die, and it's because of the love that we're putting in as far as I'm concerned. Let's just keep it going, guys.
We have to. All right. Keep a mask on until they say not to, and fucking wash your hands and stay 6 feet away. That's all you got to do. It's easy.
Like I told you guys, it's always on me. As soon as I told you guys this, my Google's showing me that this is the worst possible thing, but at least it's always there. And I give everyone the right of way. So when I see them, I step 6 feet back and I put my mask on. So whether what, and all of them say thank you, and I say you have a great day. Yes, you got your doggy. I need a care package. I do need a care package.
And we out.
All right, man, I love you, man.
Love you too. Take care.
On the wireless back at 52, lying awake intently tuning in on you. If I was young, it didn't stop you coming through. They took the credit for your second symphony, rewritten by machine with new technology. And now I understand the problems you could see. I met your children. What did you tell them? Now we meet in our
Thank you for listening to another episode of Talking Schmidt. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes, Anchor, Spotify, or anywhere you get your podcasts. When you subscribe, you'll get notifications every Tuesday of new episodes the minute they become available. Also, please leave reviews and a 5-star rating. It's the best way to help the show grow. All of the episodes will always remain free, but if you would like to help support the show, you can do so at talkingschmidt.com, where you can pick up some merchandise like t-shirts, beanies, hats, and stickers. The website has an entire archive of all of the episodes, with extra photos and videos. Email us with any suggestions, comments, or ways that the show may have improved your life at talkingschmidt@gmail.com. All interviews are conducted, edited, and produced by Schmitty. The intro music is Mary's Cross by the band Nature. A very special shout out goes to the executive director, Cheryl Camisa. This is Talking Schmidt, where the Rolodex is deep, but the conversation is deeper.